The first sign of trouble was a jolt to the Humvee. The vehicle continued another few paces, but it was slightly rocking, like a man with a limp. Chaplain Major Jamie Richards hit the brake and pushed the gear stick into park. "What now?" she muttered. Before the question was completed, her chaplain assistant, Staff Sergeant Alejandro Ramon Benito Rodriguez, was on the ground, searching for the cause of the problem. The other five vehicles in their small convoy saw their predicament and rolled to a halt in the darkness of the barren landscape. Jamie got out as Sergeant Moore, a tall black man, a good 6 feet to her 5'7", climbed out of the lead vehicle and joined them.
"What happened?"
"It looks like we ran over a small bale of concertina buried in the dust," Rodriguez said as he grabbed a battery-powered worklight from the back of the Humvee.
Concertina was the Army's improved version of barbed wire. It was stronger, with razor-like barbs that could easily slice through clothes or flesh.
"Damn," said Sergeant Moore, sighting the left rear tire. "That wound around that wheel tighter than a ball of yarn."
Jamie pushed at the Kevlar helmet over her plaited blonde hair and stifled a sigh.
So what else could go wrong?
She was in the headquarters of the 57th Corps Support Group, whose mission it was to support units in the 5th Corps with essential supplies such as water, ammunition, and fuel. 5th Corps had entered Iraq first and had already secured camps in Talil and other towns that dotted the way to Baghdad. Jamie was with the CSG headquarters, which had headed out at noon yesterday, April 7th. Everything had gone well until one of the Humvees in her unit had broken down, and the mechanics had tried to fix it so it could move under its own power. All fine and good, but that had meant they'd been stuck on the side of the road for hours. Once they'd started moving again, a sandstorm had kicked up, slowing their pace at times to a crawl. The little six-vehicle convoy had no way of locating the rest of their unit until they received the radio message 20 minutes earlier. They must be within radio range, and that was good news. It seemed they'd been out of the sandstorm and moving with purpose for an entire 5 minutes before they hit concertina. What else could go wrong? Rodriguez crawled under the Humvee on his back, switched on the work light, and started pushing against the wire with his boots. Moore shook his head.
"You'll never get that off by yourself."
But the compact staff sergeant was absorbed in his task. Jamie could see in an instant that Moore was right. There was good reason the soldiers referred to concertina as barbed wire on steroids. It was thick and nasty and could have fallen off any passing tank.
"We'll need help," she said. "Why don't you continue to the ROM site with the rest of the convoy and see if they have a wrecker there? We're only one click from the turnoff point."
A refuel on the move site, or ROM, was the Army's version of a mobile gas station. According to the transmission, they were less than 1 mile from the turnoff for the ROM established by their own soldiers.
"Yes, ma'am. But we should leave another vehicle here with you."
Sergeant Moore thought for a second.
"Specialist Houghton has an automatic weapon, so I'll leave his vehicle, Headquarters 15, here with you, and the rest of us will head for the refuel site."
"Here, take my GPS. I have the ROM site programmed in."
Jamie offered him her personal handheld global positioning system. It was the only one in their convoy. Moore took it gratefully.
"What about you?"
"You're sending a vehicle back, right? We'll be fine."
"Okay. Keep a guard posted at all times. There are still pockets of resistance in Talil."
"Already done. Look."
She pointed toward Private First Class Patterson, an 18-year-old white female from Kentucky who had hitched a ride in their Humvee. She stood 5 meters from them, intently scanning the countryside, her weapon ready to fire. Even as the chaplain pointed, she noticed that Patterson's silhouette on the dark desert landscape was losing definition. Another sandstorm was kicking up. Just what they needed.
"When will I learn?" she chided herself. "Never, but never wonder what else can go wrong. You'll invariably get the answer."